can't stay. Yes, I know. You know I hate to go. But goodbye. Love was sweet. Our worlds can never meet. So I'll cry just a little, 'cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, 'cause I have to go away. Can't you see how I feel when I say love's unreal? So goodbye, it's been sweet, even though incomplete. So I'll cry just a little, 'cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, 'cause I have to go away. Very clear. Now love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say. Now I've cried just a little, 'cause I love you so. And I've died just a little, 'cause I had to go away.
Brummel starting us off with Just a Little, and that's what I'm going to be doing today, talking just a little. We'll see if less blathering works for you. Either way, I'm sure you'll let me know. We got a lot of stuff lined up today. We got some great epic songs lined up. This is going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to continue the music right now, going back to 1967 and the American Breed with a number 5 hit. October 9th, 1964, The Temptations recorded this classic hit.
You got a smile so bright. You know you holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle the way you swept me off my feet.
State in 1967, the Byrds released So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star. That single was inspired by the hype surrounding the creation of the Monkees, whose television series had recently debuted in America and had launched a prefabricated band to international fame. The manufactured nature of the group caused songwriters Chris Hillman and Roger McGuinn to look upon the current state of the pop world with more than just a little cynicism. In 2020, the Dave Clark 5 released the Greatest Hits package titled All the Hits. And while it did include all their hit songs from the 60s, there was one song that had been recorded during that decade but never released. So why was it included on a Greatest Hits package? Dave Clark addressed that.
That is so relevant today as it was then. What we all cared about in the 60s were the peace and love, and well, the Beatles made that point in some amazing records that we never released it because I didn't want to people to think we were doing the same message as the Beatles. You know, we all cared. We all wanted peace, and we all, the answer is love, really. It's in this world today that we need more peace and love. They mocked John Lennon, but he was so right. You know, it was the way we all felt.
Didn't used to be so hard to live. So how to change, to rearrange, wipe away the tears. Oh, the answer's coming clear. We can make it. Stage fright, love is understanding. Oh, let's try to make a landing in this crazy world. So how to change, to rearrange, wipe away the tears. Oh, the answer's coming clear. We can make it.
Okay, take a look at that cake. See all the candles on it? It's for Jimmy Page, lead guitarist with Led Zeppelin, who is 80 years old today.
With a purple umbrella and a 50-cent hand.
in 1975, there was a new band from Australia that was creating a lot of noise. And no, I'm not going to play Highway to Hell. I'm going to play a song that featured lead singer Bon Scott on bagpipes.
Riding on the
back to 1978 when Jerry Rafferty wrote this song during a period when he was trying to extricate himself from his Steeler wheel contracts. He was regularly traveling between his Scottish family home and London, and he recalled often staying at a friend's flat on Baker Street. In 1959, Johnny Maestro was the lead singer of The Crest, and they had a monster hit with 16 Candles. 8 years later, he was the lead singer of The Brooklyn Bridge, and they had a number three hit with a Jimmy Webb song that had originally been recorded by The Fifth Dimension, by the way. It's the worst that could happen.
Getting married, heard you're getting married. This time you're really sure, and this is the end. They say you've
blame you for having a dream of your own. Hey, girl, I know who to blame you. A woman like you needs a house and a home, baby. If me, a little money, maybe it's the best thing. Maybe it's the best thing for you. But it's the worst that could happen. Oh, yeah.
It may be a new year, but the clock on the wall remains the same, and it's telling me I've got to move on out of here. And before I play our last song, which may have been played to death, but hey, come on, it's Eric Clapton, for God's sake. Peace, love, happiness, and anything else your hearts desire. Have a terrific Tuesday.